Edius Perikhei Mishnah Zayin 5-7, the last of the Perik, and we are continuing on with the story of Akavi ben Mahalalel, who had disagreed these 4 points with the Chachamim. And this Mishnah really is a wonderful, especially important Mishnah, in as much as it reflects on how the halachic process worked and how the Chacham functioned. It says, B'shas Misaso, at the time of his death, near the death of Akavi ben Mahalalel, Amr Livno, he said to his son, Bni, my son, Chazor b'cha ba'ar ba'a devarim shayise omer. You should not follow my opinion regarding the 4 matters about which I argued with the Chachamim. Amar lo, v'lama lo chazar tavach. So the son says back to Akavya, he says, listen, father, if you really hold that the halacha is like the Chacham, so why don't you back down? And if you're not, don't hold that. Why are you telling me to back down? Amar lo, ani shamat mipi hamarubim, behem shamu mipi hamarubim. He said, listen, the rabbis and I are disagreeing regarding the Mesorah. In other words, I say that the majority, the consensus, and when I was learning, the majority held like me, and therefore I'm following their opinion. I have it on word from a majority, a consensus. Whereas they hold no. That wasn't the consensus opinion. The consensus opinion was like us. So we're arguing which the majority was, and therefore we are at loggerheads. We can't resolve this. Now, again, if the Sanhedrin would actually do a formal vote and paskin like one opinion, so then definitely he wouldn't be able to paskin against them. That's called a zaka mamre. But he's talking just a lum disorder. They didn't paskin it in the first place, so they're at this impasse. Okay, so says Akavi ben Mahalalel. So I have to stick to my guns because I have integrity and I want to keep my Mesorah alive. And but you have a little more of wiggle room. In other words, what he's telling now is, I'll call it good advice. He says to him, the father says to the son, they are each, I and they are each standing based on their traditions, their Mesorahs. Avolata. But as for you, my son, Shamat mipi hayachid, you do have this opinion that the consensus was like my opinion, but you're only getting that from one person. You're getting it from me, Adas Yachid. Umipi hamarubin. And you also hear the other side of the story from the majority who say, no, the halacha doesn't follow me. Now, really, just because only one person says it doesn't mean it's not a legitimate Mesorah. But you, in your time, are witnessing that the minority is like your father, and the majority is like everyone else. So therefore, you're within your rights to not follow the minority as you receive it and go after the majority. And I'm advising you to do that. Mutav, it's in your interest. It'd be better. Lahaniach divrei hayachid, to set aside the opinion of the individual, meaning you, if you held I'm right in Svara, okay, you can go like me, but I'm advising you, if you're not sure, go with the other Mesorah. V'le'echos b'divrei hamarubin, and go with the majority. And that is how it ends. In other words, the end of the story is, that's the advice that Akavi ben Mahalalel gave to his son. We don't know how he followed or not followed. But they had a final rejoinder before Akavi died. Amar lo, the son said to his father, Abba, pakod alay l'chavrecha. He says, the son says to his father Akavia, speak to the Chacham on my behalf. Let them know that even if you had a conflict with them, but that conflict doesn't extend into me, and therefore, they should include me as one of their rabbanim, because I want to be a rabbi too. I want to be amongst the Chachamim. Amar lo, so Akavia says back to his son, Eini mefaked, I will do no such thing. I'm not going to speak to them on your behalf. You know why? Amar lo, so the son says to the father, Shema avla matzasavi. Why, is there something wrong with me? You don't want to speak my behalf because you don't think I'm worthy of it? You see some sort of flaw in me? Amar lo, so Akavi says to his son, love, no, I don't see any flaw. But rather, I don't want to rely on nepotism. I don't want to put, yes, I'm Akavi Mahalalel, but I don't want to tell you they're doing it for me. This is meant to be a meritocracy. Everyone should rise and fall based on their own merits. And therefore, ma'asecha yikarvucha, your own deeds, your own actions will be what determines if they draw you close, and they'll respect you, and you'll be part of the inner circle of the Rabbanim. U'masecha yirachukuka. If indeed you behave inappropriately and your actions are unbefitting of a Rav, etc., so then I don't want them to treat you specially just because I said so. To the contrary, I'll be happy if they push you away because you deserve it if you behave improperly. And therefore, it's up to you, a sink or swim. It's on your own merit. And therefore, I don't want to bias the process by putting, you know, a word in your favor. Don't worry. If you are worthy, indeed, you'll get the recognition and acceptance that you want.